This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 121 for Friday, October 27th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market is posting solid gains Friday morning, seeing a corrective bounce off multi-month lows ahead of the weekend. Canola up $6 to over $7, the November contract up $6.60 at $673.50 per ton. January up $7.20 at $689.30. Gains in the Chicago soy complex provided spillover support, with European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil futures also up in overnight activity. Canada exported just over 200,000 tons of canola during the past week, according to the latest Canadian Grain Commission data. That was up slightly from the previous week and the largest monthly total of the crop year to date. However, total exports through 12 weeks of 1.3 million tons are still down about 11% compared to last year. Domestic disappearance, meanwhile, was down slightly on the week, but the year-to-date level of 2.4 million tons is up by 12% on the year. In the U.S., soybean and corn futures are higher, while wheat is posting losses. The ongoing conflict in the Middle East remains a feature in the background, with the resulting volatility in world energy and financial markets spilling into the grains and oilseeds. Soybeans have been underpinned by solid export demand recently, with framework deals signed between China and the U.S. exporters earlier this week, although there was no fresh business announced today. November beans up 14 cents at $12.94 per bushel. Recent snow and rain across large portions of the northern U.S. will be delaying the later stages of the soybean harvest, but will help moisture conditions in the long run. November options are expiring today, and that could lead to some volatility. Corn is posting small gains, finding some spillover support from the advances in the soy complex. The December contract up 3 cents at $4.83 per bushel. France's corn harvest is nearing completion, according to reports, with 85% of the crop off the field. That's up by about 11 points from the five-year average. Wheat futures are steady to lower. Minneapolis spring wheat down only a quarter cent in the December contract at $7.24 per bushel, while Kansas City hard red winter wheat down 8 cents in the December contract at $6.46 per bushel. Chicago soft wheat down 3 cents in December at $5.76 per bushel. While talk that Ukraine was suspending grain movement through the Black Sea due to increased Russian threats had supported wheat prices yesterday, Ukrainian officials have denied those rumors and are claiming that grain is still moving. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Friday, October 27th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.